welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 265, I think. I'm sure it is. It was 60 on Tuesday. Yes, yes, I'm losing count, but there we go. Anyway, you guys are... You come in just at the moment that not only do United equalise, but they've gone one ahead. Because until then, Mike had been like a bear with a sore bum. Anyway, he's perked up a bit now. He literally tried the toilet trick and it worked. That's the second match running. I think he should just spend the entire game in there. And, you know, they probably win about 9-0. Anyway, hello, Jonathan. Are you nicely rested after an early night last night? Just saying. It got called for me by the umpire. You just disappeared. Hello, Kim. Hello, Paul. And who else have we got? Hello, Pete. Is Deb there? I've not seen a Deb. Oh, there it is. What's with the toilet? Ah, the toilet trick. Right. It is a well-known fact that if you take your team's not doing too well and you take your eye off the action by leaving the vicinity, like going to the toilet, your team will score. Obviously, in days gone by, you were watching it on a TV in the living room. If you did need to use the facilities, you would miss the goal. But these days, the phone could toddle in with you. Yes, I did buy, as soon as Mum passed, I got a toilet roll holder that is big enough to put an iPhone on the top. I did, honestly. So the toilet trick is when your team is losing and you head off to the toilet in the vain hope there'll be a goal. And it worked. Twice. Ah, so he's a happy boy now. He's a happy boy now. Anyway, CQ Deb, CQ Deb. Oh, poor Deb. The webinar was boring, being spoiled by Elaine and you guys. They seem to be stuck in a rut. Oh, dear. Maybe you could do a webinar. Would that be a plan? Do you know, that happened. Somebody was moaning about something and somebody said, well, maybe you could do one. And they did. And it turned out they were better than the guys who were putting it on to start with. Oh, never mind. You think United should sign Mike? That would be a good idea. Oh, he would love that. He really would. Jonathan, you know my little tricks. I said to everybody, we've got to be very quiet now. We mustn't wake Jonathan. Because once we'd twigged you'd fallen unconscious. It was like, we've got to keep very quiet. Oh, so we did. But at least we didn't wake you. Is this OBS, Pete? Yes, we've looked at OBS. There's a million different varieties of it. We've steered away from it mainly because it's open source and therefore could disappear from under you tomorrow. But it did get bought and now there's different versions of it. But yes, I've got that installed. We have had a play around with it. It does do local recordings. You can either start a stream with it or you can start a recording with it. So I know a lot of YouTubers who just use it for recording. They don't broadcast with it at all. It's very similar to Wirecast and Ecamm Live. I would say of the three, Ecamm Live has the most modern interface, but it's all in popovers and flyovers and they're never in the same place twice. So my spatial awareness goes with that. I can't be doing with it. We did threaten to do a session with OBS and see if anybody noticed, see if it was better or worse. The reason we haven't is if you look at the screenshots that are in there, you've got scenes and you've got sources. And you'd have to set up all of the scenes that we've already got set up in Wirecast. Things like Jonathan's scoreboard and stuff like that. So that's the only reason we've not gone with it yet, because I'd have to reconfigure everything. And I spend far too much time fixing stuff that shouldn't be broken in the first place. But yeah, it's a very, very good, very solid app. So worth a try. So Kim says if she's in the toilet, she can see the TV from the reflection through the mirror. Genius, Kim. That reminds me, I'm sure I've told you this. There was a programme on, Graham actually worked on continuity at the TV station with this, and he was up all night doing the continuity, and this was what was on, and it was called The Hitman and Her. And it was Pete Waterman and Michaela, possibly Strachan, but don't quote me. And it was basically at a nightclub, usually around Manchester, and they just piped through the nightclub stuff. So they would have like take that on before they were famous and stuff. And I was sitting there pulling an all-nighter on an essay that should have been done. And I couldn't see it because it was behind me. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, you know, I want to glance up and be able to see it. And I looked to my left and I'd got this mirror. And this mirror wasn't attached to the wall. It was a freestanding mirror. And I thought, I wonder. So I moved it onto my desk and like positioned it so it could pick up the TV behind me. I keep telling you, we are separated at birth, aren't we, with our tech? Which includes ways of seeing things. Love it. Oh. So, Paul grabbed half a point for you because I started just as you fell asleep. Yeah, sadly, it doesn't work like that. Rules are rules, but anyway. Hello, Simon. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Right, so Pete's got a course on OBS. A lot of gamers use it, but then they will, won't they? Because it's free. Oh, he likes his caps lock, doesn't he? Wow. I shall have a look at that. Well, we have, Paul, what we've done is we have put a thing about the start of the show. Yes, we worked out what that was in the end. It was all to do with the loopback, as you could probably tell from hearing it. But the weird thing was what fixed it. And then we went back later and tried it again to find out it had reappeared. So it's like, right, well, now we need to troubleshoot it. But we did. And it's all sorted now. So we've put up the timing list and it says real start to the show audio issue before this. So we sorted that. So Kim says when she was a very little girl, she found if she positioned a mirror correctly, she could watch the TV that your parents were watching. Oh, I'm loving that. Wasn't there a Sherlock Holmes with that? There was. I think it was one of the short stories. And it was a girl who'd been hired to be, I think it was a teacher, but they wanted her to cut her hair. And she went to Sherlock Holmes with like, why do they want me to cut my hair? But she did it and she took this job as a governess. And she was sat there in the window. They wanted her to cut her hair and sit in the window with her back to the window, but not turn round. And basically they'd got their daughter in the loft, I think, in the attic, saying she was mad. But they wanted the boyfriend to see her sat there ignoring him. So they'd say to her, you know, just waft your hand and tell him to go away. But obviously it wasn't the daughter. It was this governess, a doppelganger, who was seeing him through this mirror. Oh, my word. The surprise noise was to wake everybody up. Obviously, we had to make sure that was curtailed later while young Jonathan slept. Now, I'm not actually sure what point Jonathan did nod off. It could have been Excel or it could have been the bit after that. Not sure. Already had two requests following last night. Looking forward, one said, to the Guide to Charts. So that's underway. Did get the email out today before I fell in bed unconscious. Got to sort tomorrow's out yet. Mike said I needed to batch them, which is all very well, but I can't actually do that because of the stuff we put at the bottom with the previous days in, because I can't write tomorrow's mail before we've sent today's, or I won't actually have the link, will I? So working on that. What else have we been doing? Oh, trying to move stuff. Oh, just don't. It's like a deck of cards here. We have two shiny new iMacs sat downstairs. They need to be up here. But before they can come up here, the ones that are up here need to move somewhere else. Now, we knew this wasn't viable on Saturday because Mike's machine is broadcasting 8 hours of music, pre-recorded music, and mine's doing Marooned, and then we're going straight into My Request. But we did think we could make some manoeuvres elsewhere. Literally, it's been like a game of chess. So the one in the studio needed completely updating, and it needed some system update, which it got its knickers in a knot about, which meant we had to do it twice. So you know Apple Minutes, where it says it's going to be 2 minutes? Yeah, no. So it ended up being about half an hour. Then we had to move the data off that one. Then I had to eject the drives off it so I could update other stuff. Finally, it's off. I have actually turned it off, which means it can be moved. Now, the issue with that is where on earth we're putting it. There's an overabundance of kit in this house. So that one's going in the bedroom where another one was, until the other one had to get moved so we could put a fan in the bedroom in the summer. So there's now two iMacs in the bedroom. Don't ask. So that one's going to go in there. And then Mike's is going from the office into the studio because that's where he works now full time. So he's going to have his own old iMac in there. Once that one's gone, then we could actually deal with Mike's and get his all sorted. But I've just come up with an issue and thought, oh no. Mine has a shelf on the back from, is it 12 South that do those shelves? Or Just Mobile? One or other of those. Let's see if I can find it. iMac shelf. I've had these years. There's actually a new one now. 12 South do it. And it's a little tiny shelf that you put on the back of your iMac. In fact, I think they do it in matte black as well. But I will send you the link and you can ogle at the price of this. Well, Paul, if we turn them on. So we've got this silver shelf. And when I bought it, it was about £18 and it was all its money then. Then they brought out this new version and they upped the price a bit. A bit. £43.99 for a tiny, tiny piece of metal. But note next to it, there is a matte black version at £30. I don't want a matte black version, but seeing as though it's on the back and the price difference is like £14, yeah, I could live with matte black. Because if I take the shelf off mine, where's the stuff going to go that's on it when I move it? Oh, problems, problems.
Good evening.
Oh, he's finally appeared.
I'm exhausted.
Kim now wants a video of the whole house. It's so interesting where you have things. Basically, anywhere we can find a spot for them, Kim. We have in this house every iMac we've ever owned. I think some of them are in the dining room, aren't they? Good job we have a dining table in the extension. So there would be, oh, good grief, altogether. There'd be the 20-inch, that the first one I ever bought. There would be my dad's 17-inch, the 24-inch plastic iMac. There's that, the hideous one I hated from the day it arrived, which was the first 24-inch silver iMac with the plastic back. It was hideous with the plastic back. So those four have been kicking around, and now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, another 7. So, yeah.
I presume somebody's explained what the toilet trick
Yes,
was.
We've all explained the toilet trick and say it's working wonders today, isn't it? Absolutely.
Yeah, they're winning
3-1
wonders. Now.
So he is a happy, happy, happy bunny now. As soon as we know what it came with, Paul, we will let you know. Do you know, somebody else should make that. And the other thing with it is, it's not even in stock till the 12th of December. So I am going to have to live without it no matter what. And I did have a spare, which then had to be put into use because the internal hard drive broke and the external one I'm running it off lives on a shelf on the back. I'm foreseeing in my life two elastic bands holding that on the older ones and me nicking the shelf. That's just outrageous, isn't it? I know it's like the engineering and whatever, but that is totally ridiculous. And to have a price difference between the silver and the black of £14 is utterly, utterly ridiculous. I see they don't even have like somebody secondhand selling them. I wonder, you know, if there would be a way. Let's have a look. Would that be a heck of a lot cheaper? If somebody got hold of something on eBay that they don't know about and they're selling it for like £2.50. That would be good. I'll do a search, see what price they are on eBay. That's not actually bad. This one is not 12 South. Oh, look at this one. Great price, £51.02. No. But what they do have on here, there's one at 25. Oh, and the postage is another £10.40. So that puts the price right up, doesn't it? No, everybody clearly understands exactly what they've got, and there's no cheap versions of it. But there is one that says not 12 South. And this one is £21.99. So it's like a copy. Actually, it looks quite nice. It looks thicker, but it's solid. And the 12 South one actually has perforations in it for heat disbursement. So the fact it's solid is not necessarily a good thing, unless that is a rubber mat. It could be a rubber mat. I wouldn't like to say. Oh, good grief, look at that link. I'll have to shorten that, or you're never going to be able to see it. All right, let's shorten it. And paste that in, hopefully. That's exactly what I thought, Jonathan. To get that matte black, you'd have more work, wouldn't you? Makes no sense. Unless it's supply and demand. They've got matte black and nobody wants it. They want the silver one, so it goes with the iMac. I can understand having a space grey one for the iMac Pro, but not necessarily having one that is actually jet black. Well, like I said, I don't particularly care what colour it is. And I guess I could always paint it myself. I wonder what the reviews are like of that one. At least it's cheap. Well, when I say cheap, it's still obscene, isn't it, for that price? Oh, do you remember me talking about that pen I had at school? The one I always use for my exams. Do you know, don't you feel old when it says vintage? But you know, it cost me £12.99. Good grief.
I'm vintage.
Are you vintage?
I'm vintage.
I'm exhausted. Which is what you said. We've not even got them out of the box yet.
Yeah, but I've been running around with a dog.
Oh, she'd exhaust anybody. Let's not talk about the sausages. Oh, she was disgusted.
And what I did with it.
There's two types of succulent sausages for the dog, as you're well aware. Here's my vintage pen. I do love that pen. But I don't really use cartridge pens anymore. They make far too much mess. But there it was at the bottom of that page. So I'll leave that one open and have a look at that shelf and see if that's viable. Right, sausages. There's the ones from Asda, which are four succulent sausages. No, they're not. They're eight. And she has half of that. So, but they're tiny. And then the Tesco ones are twice the size. But you can't just hand her a sausage that is twice the size of the other one because she would wolf it in exactly the same time. So I'm looking at it and I thought, right, I'll break it in half. So I snapped it in half and she looked at me in complete disgust. So I gives her the first half, gives her the second half. Mike comes in. So I said, there's a sausage there, but you'll need to break it in half. Poor Mike's been so overwhelmed with work today, he didn't have the energy to cut it in half. So he puts it on a plate and uses a knife and fork. You should have seen her face.
She thought I was going to eat it, I presume.
There was complete panic on the poor dog's face. Daddy's got it on his plate and he's cutting it in half. But he's all right. Lola got it in the end. Don't worry. She wasn't diddled out of it in the end. Oh dear, oh dear.
Anyway, Johnny, what was for dinner tonight?
Oh, yes, we haven't had a picture, have we?
No, he's probably eaten it by now.
He probably has. Not on that. Right, I'm looking at this from Amazon.com.
Tell you what I had. I had a cheese omelette with chips and two rounds of bread.
Oh, wow. That's not at all what I'm looking for, Paul. But good grief, I've never seen anything like it. So it's mounting the Vesa on the leg. The leg is in midair. Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Midair fox.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like that before. I thought it looked a bit industrial as I'm looking at the bracket thinking, where does that go? But I guess if you want to stick your iMac in midair, it's as good a good a way of doing it as any. Wow, never seen those in this country. So Simon says, are you telling us you had an omelette and chip sandwich, Mike?
I had a chip sandwich, yeah. A little bit of omelette might have got in there, so yeah, I guess it was an omelette and chip sandwich.
$33 in the States, and the matte black's the same price.
Oven
That's
chips
disgusting.
Done under the grill.
That's disgusting.
What, oven chips under the grill?
No, the fact that it's so much cheaper in the States. But there again, by the time I'd have it sent from there, it would cost a fortune. Do you remember when I did that? I was getting so excited over a USB. Who remembers this? There was a USB hub thing, and they weren't from Apple. This must be understood. They were not from Apple, but it was a square hub, and you plugged it in, and it had three ports on it at the sides. And the reason these things were flying off the shelves was on the top of it, there was a glowing Apple logo. And it was like, God, that is beautiful. It looked like something Apple would do. And they were, needless to say, only available in the States. And yes, I could order them. But if I did, you know, by the time you've paid international shipping and you've paid customs and excise duty and you've paid the handling on it, this thing that was about £15 was going to cost you about £115. So I was on MacBites. This must have been about 2010, and for about the third week running, I'm like, oh, I really want one of these, but you know, and they were in white and they were in black. We can all hear you, you know. Yes, we can definitely hear you. So in the end, Jenna, one of our listeners from the States, got in touch and she said, happy to order you one if you want, you know, or more, and I can send them on. So I said, oh, yes, please. So I PayPal'd her the money and a bit extra for her trouble, obviously. And she ordered them. They pitched up at her house. She then had to unpack them and put them in another box and then send them through the postal service. But, you know, I ended up getting them. She said, like, it's going to be a bit more expensive because of the postage. And I'm like, that's not a problem because we can't get them here. Over they came. And I've got them in a drawer to this day. They were absolutely beautiful. But in the States, honestly, like £15. But from the manufacturer, by the time you'd finished, you just couldn't afford it. It wasn't worth it. But Jenna was lovely and made sure that I got them. Black and white. Oh, loved it. I don't know why anybody would do that to an iMac. It would look utterly ridiculous. But this is Apple for you. Oh, I can understand them making kit that is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that you can no longer take that leg off post-purchase is nothing short of criminal. I would much rather have the back of the iMac looking less elegant because, you know, it's against a wall. What do I care? And have the option for Vesa if you want it. And I'm getting very grumpy with Apple at the moment. It seems to be form over function every single time. Like all the stuff they've done with Keynote, they've absolutely ruined it.
Title for the show.
What?
Form over function.
Right. Well, stick it in there.
I'll stick it in. And unless... Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh. Just gone to Notion. You seem to be offline.
No, not again.
Please go online. And we're back.
They're just playing with your mind.
They're playing with my mind.
It'll be fine.
Either
can you just make sure you back up the spreadsheet for tonight before anything else?
Form over function or the toilet trick worked. What should we have for the title?
Mike deploys the toilet trick. No, I could see if you could. Do you know, actually, Paul, you could take the leg off. With that bracket, you could. Look at the second picture. No, hang on. The third picture. No, the fourth. The one just above the video. Right. The side-on view. There's something wrong with that, if you look at it, Paul. That iMac that they've got that on is not the latest style. It's got a DVD slot. The leg can be taken off that version and a Vesa plate fitted. It's the later ones they can't be, but never mind. Right, so if you really wanted to do that, which is absolutely hideous, just below where you would attach the secondary bracket, which is around the kind of cable hole, the way you do it is get an angle grinder and cut the leg off below that point. Think of it as an amputation below the knee.
Johnny, that link doesn't work. It's broken.
Oh, no.
Something's wrong here. This is a 404 error.
Oh, no. We definitely need to see it. Hang on. I'll try.
20 years ago, when I first started doing training on web, not web design, but using the web, I remember having to explain what a 404 was to people. But, you know, now I'll be talking about Nucleus. And the fact that if you don't publish your page.
What was on there? I don't know. That. That was to go over there.
If you don't publish your page, you get a 404 error. And I'm just assuming that everyone knows what one is. I think they do these days.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Kim and I thinking exactly the same again. Just cut the leg off. It's got to go. If you want it better, just cut the leg off. Now, Apple, doesn't that look worse than allowing us to carefully
that looks nice,
remove
Johnny.
It? There you go. It could work, that, as long as you never want to put it back on the leg. Now, Kim, seeing as it was our idea to take the leg off, what do we think of grafting the leg back on? What are the chances of doing that? Oh, Apple are just annoying me. They really are annoying me.
We had a 404 and tomato sauce the other day.
Ah, now, Simon, now you come to mention 404 for losing things. I've lost a battery charger. Oh, don't ask.
I've lost my mind.
That went years
ago. Can I seal this envelope? Can I seal this envelope?
It was sealed.
Oh, well, it's come unsealed.
Well, get some sellotape on it. I don't really care. It's a church newsletter, not me will. Right, well, I'm looking for it. Right, there we go. There's an extra character on Jonathan's thing there, and I need to see this, obviously. While I'm looking at the monstrosity, this is the Vesa plate for the iMac.
That could be a show title.
What?
I've lost my batteries.
Oh, now that does look really nice. Mmm, liking the look of that. Might just pop over for dinner, Jonathan. Are Apple really expecting you to buy a new Mac if you want to put it in a Vesa mount? Jonathan, I'm trusting that's a rhetorical question, because the answer's yes. They're just not thinking at all, are they? I mean, let's get back to the wheels. Remember the wheels. Honest to God, you can get wheels like that for about £4.99 at B&Q. And yet, what were they? And it's £700 for four wheels. It was obscene. It was disgusting. Oh, might go into the toilet and get the job done. It is, actually. Could just lock him in there all day. It'd be fabulous. I thought that, Jonathan, that, you know, I haven't moved my iMac, to be honest. It's on the desk and that's where it lives. But many moons ago, I had more than one PC monitor. On more than one PC. So I actually had lined up, I think, I had six mice, three on one side, three on the other, and probably about the same number of keyboards, but they were on little shelves underneath the monitor that pulled out, like a server situation. And each one was designed to take a specific piece of kit. So when the kit changed, it was like, oh, darn it, you know, I'm going to have to redesign that. People do change kit, move kit, or decide they want it on a Vesa mount. Because a Vesa mount doesn't necessarily need to be attached to a wall. It could be like a triple boa setup, which actually attaches to the desk. Apple clearly just don't think about that at all. They don't care. They don't care. To them, you know, the price of an iMac is just go out and buy another one. You know, you want it in a different colour, buy another one. How long will it take to get to MacBytes 404 at the current rate? Don't think we'll live that long, Pete.
Is this day 404?
If it's marooned 404, Mike can tell you because he's got a spreadsheet.
It goes up to row 1,000.
Which is 2050. We're leaving Jonathan in charge 10, at that 000. Point. Was it?
Yeah.
But 404's not that far away, is it?
No.
Not for marooned. MacBytes, it might take a bit longer. It's taken us 14 years to get where we are. So we're averaging about 10 a year. So quite a while. We could, of course, increase production. But that would very much depend on when Jonathan could cope with it. Could you cope with increased production on MacBytes, Jonathan? Because I don't think Pete was there. Well, you might have been, Pete. Can't remember. Were you there on Tuesday or was it Wednesday? No, it was two-show Thursday. Jonathan fell off the chair. We can't have him injuring himself with impending MacBytes. Oh, Jonathan thinks he could take a little bit of a faster turnaround on a MacBytes. Just a bit. Oh, do you remember the halcyon days of 2009 and 2011, Jonathan? Was it 2009 we did a show every week for 20-odd weeks?
It could have been.
Have a look. You've got the stats. Have a look. And then we'll work out how old Jonathan was. He'd either be 20 or 22, wouldn't he? No, 20 or 21. Oh, you were probably that off your face. You wouldn't remember it anyway.
Jonathan, not off his face.
But it was the autumn of that year.
Right.
I think it was 2009. The MacBytes stats.
Yeah. We did 23 shows in a year.
There you go. 23 shows in a year in 2009. And it was basically from the summer. I think we started in July and went through to Christmas. It was amazing.
We've done a lot more shows this year.
Mike's got his dashboard up, playing with his dashboard.
It's a bit out of date, this.
Well, if you kept it up to date, it wouldn't be out of date, would it?
No.
Mm.
But then I have to export the shows table, and half the time you only get Markdown.
Mike's having trouble with Notion. He's not happy with Notion this week. Had a bit of an issue with them. Oh, Jonathan remembers being at uni. I remember you being at uni, Jonathan. I do. Because you were doing law, weren't you? So we were talking about that. And what else? Pair Note. You talked about Pair Note. We need to have a section of the show, you know, gone good but gone.
Yeah.
But with guests on. What's the one app that's no longer available that you really, really, really wish was? If anybody wants to record a piece like that, feel free. Feel free.
I know.
Before
what
I
yours
start
is.
Nominating people.
I know what yours is.
Go on.
Wave.
Do you know, I don't miss that now I've got Notion. But at the time, it was a major calamity. I didn't get over it at the time. Not for years did I get
it's
over
like,
it.
It's like a messy divorce and then you find true love again.
One of the ones, I wouldn't say I would use it now, but I just...
I never thought I'd fall in love again.
Yeah,
and then
I've got Notion.
And then Notion turned up. La, 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 la.
Oh, Paul, I was literally just going to say Circus Pony's Notebook. I don't think I'd use it now, but I think looking back, it was fabulous. It epitomised just how good Mac development was. So I like that. But in terms of using it, Jonathan's got it. Clarify. Clarify was, in fact, I'd like to go back to Screen Steps, which is still around, but the price is something like a kidney every month, and I can't grow them that fast. Bento was amazing. Loved Bento. And Winamp. Have you seen Winamp's
still around, isn't it?
Winamp's coming back. Have you seen that site with the skins on? It's brand new, I believe. Let's have a look. It was advertised the other week. Winamp.
Oh. I never got into Circus Pony's Notebook. I know somebody who wanted to get into Circus Pony's Notebook.
Oh, so do I. Let's have a look. Is it this one?
Circus Ponies went a long time ago, Simon.
Yeah, the whole company went.
Didn't they have an acrimonious split up or something?
Oh, what a history that had. The two guys worked together and they had this product. I don't know at the time what it was called, but it was made for the next platform. And then Steve Jobs went back to Apple and they ported it over to Apple. And then they had a falling out, like Mike says. So on a particular day, they each took a fork of the code. And one version of the fork became Circus Pony's notebook, and the other one became Note Taker. And I remember looking and finding Circus Pony's notebook because they got the advertising right. And as I'm looking, thinking, you know, is this something that I want to buy? I came across Note Taker and I thought, God, this looks the same. But there was fundamental differences in the way it implemented certain things. But looking at it, I thought these look so similar. Is one a ripoff of the other? That's how come I did the research before I made my mind up. And I went with Circus Pony's notebook. Yes, that's the story, Paul. That's the thing. So they were very, very similar because they were from the original source code. But Circus Pony's notebook had the promotional stuff better. So they sponsored things and there were just more out there. So you felt more confident buying that than you did Note Taker. I think Note Taker went away in the end as well. But it all came crashing down when they went from the version they had, I think, to version 3. And that was fine. That ported across okay. But people wanted tables. And that was a bit of a tricky thing to implement. Now, you know, if you say your product wasn't built to handle tables, then don't make it handle tables. You know, it's like a tank is fine, but you don't need it to take the kids out on a Sunday afternoon. Not a tank. But he felt obliged to deliver what people said they wanted. But what people want and what they should have are two different things usually. So he announced that table support in version 4. And then he announced that version 4 would be released at Macworld at some point. Can't remember the year. Anyway, he pitches up at Macworld. Everybody is giddy as anything that it's coming out at Macworld. And he had, because he'd made that promise, he had no option but to release it. And the tables feature wasn't ready. So people were like, you want me to upgrade, but this bit isn't there. Note Taker is still available. Good grief. I wouldn't go to it now. I wouldn't even use Circus Pony's notebook now because it's all too hidden away. But that was the beginning of the end because people started badgering him. And I know what it feels like. Like negative comments on YouTube that make you howl laughing. But you still have to read them, unfortunately. And it's the most stupid things that people complain about. And he had to face that on a regular basis. And I think the problem with that is it takes all the joy out of it. I've watched about 3 videos this week from YouTubers that I've watched their videos before. And I watched this video and I thought, what's the matter with this guy? The joy had gone. He was like a robot delivering it. And I thought, he usually smiles. And you know, you can smile with the eyes and you just know. This was as flat as a pancake, as though he couldn't be bothered. So much so, I went back the day after and checked the comments to see if anybody else had picked up on the attitude. And somebody had and said, you seem really fed up. And it shows in the video. Now, obviously, I thought the same, but I wouldn't have put that out there. I was just thinking, you know, is he okay? Is there something wrong? Another one was a girl. And I've thought for a couple of weeks, her videos are dialing them in. Just dialing them in. And it turned out she was getting grief because she'd moved in with a girlfriend. And some people didn't know that she had a girlfriend. They thought these are blokes who thought she was available. And now they know she's batting for the other team. Oh, she's getting grief over it. So she's doing the videos and the video, the business bit of the video, I would say is fairly similar. Maybe 98% of the way there with her older stuff. But the beginning and the end, no. She's just completely expressionless. And that's what happens when you get bombarded with a load of absolute garbage. You lose the joy out of it. So if you do get the content out, it's just not the same. Another one, this is an absolute classic, this one. This is somebody who, we looked at one of her videos before. She was the one that did the video on Denver International Airport. So she's got a load of followers. And she's incredibly popular. She works really hard on her videos. She had to move house. And bearing in mind here, she's married with 3 kids. So everybody had to be uprooted because she was being stalked. So the police said it's too dangerous, you need to move. So she had to move house. Once she'd moved house, she had problems finding a place in the house that she could leave the equipment up. So she's moving around every time there's a video, and the audio sound is going on and off in terms of quality. So she ends up in the basement. And in the basement, in the old basement, apparently it was, Paul will know all about this, it was something like a fitted basement or a finished basement, something like that. So it wasn't echoey or anything. But this, the house they're in now, has a standard basement. I have no idea what that looks like. We don't have a basement, but a standard basement. So she sat there trying to record this video, and all of a sudden, and she leaves it in, and I thought it was really funny. The pipes, the heating pipes start like vibrating, and she stops and she like looks skyward and goes, okay, I'm going to have to wait until that stops and then I'll carry on. And then it cuts and she carries on. But so funny. So her and her husband decided, right, she then moved back up to the living room. It's like, you can't be in the living room forever. So they decide that they will invest for her in her YouTube channel in a booth. And this booth was installed and put in the basement. So the sound is fantastic, and she's really pleased because it makes the difference between being able to record like for 2 hours or 2 hours a day when the children are in, because it's a soundproof booth. So she does this video, and you can see that she's in a soundproof booth. Behind her, there is acoustic foam. And I thought, well, it looks, not many people who do videos have that kind of backdrop. But I thought, it doesn't matter what it looks like, you know, the sound's fantastic. It also meant, knock-on effect, that not only was the sound good, but she could get more videos out. And I think it looked okay. It looked okay. Not perfect, but okay. She got snotograms to the extent it was unbelievable. I'm going to unsubscribe from your channel because I don't like your backdrop. And I'm just like, well, she's just talking. You know, that's like saying, I'm going to unsubscribe from your channel because I didn't like the jumper you had on. Although, judging from what people complain about, I wouldn't be surprised. Another advantage, though, was that she wears glasses. And when you wear glasses, unless you've got a special coating on them, the lighting that you use for your videos will give you refraction off the lens. So by putting it in this booth, she can have the lights in a position where you're not getting any reflection off the lenses. So people had written in complaining about that. And I'm thinking, you know, you are complete a-holes. You are sat there watching this content for free that she has put hours and hours of research into. And all you can say is, don't like the light on your glasses and the backdrop, shocking. So she writes a post. And she explains what she's done and that it's a booth and that she'll be working on it and she'll either green screen it, but she's worried about the technology of green screening it, or she'll put some stuff in it as a background. The next video, she then had to address that because people were still moaning. And I just think, in the end, these people will suck the joy out of the girl's life to such a degree, you won't be getting the content at all. So why don't you just shut up? Why don't you? You know, you're not doing it. You have no idea what it takes to do it. So you've no right to moan. But apparently people feel they have an inherent right to moan. And that's what happened to the Circus Ponies guy. He got nothing but grief over this table thing, which to me was like, well, you can do tables or not do tables, whatever. If you want a table, use Excel. It's a notebook. But no, he got that much grief. And the other thing that happened that really like just sealed the deal in terms of grief, was when it reached a point after 2010 that it was, well, this is no use to me on the Mac. I've got an iPad now and I want access to the stuff on an iPad. And I'm thinking to myself, from my own perspective, that'll never work. Because I'm thinking it would have to be the same file. That only left you Dropbox to synchronize it with. But I'm also thinking the file that I was using, and I had a new file every year because I used it like a journal, was about 150 meg. And I thought, there's no way that's going to synchronise with an iPad version. Anyway, in the end, an iPad version came out. It wasn't cheap either. I think it was around $20, something like that. So the first thing people moaned at was how long it had taken. The second thing they moaned about was how much it was. And the third thing they moaned about, once they got their hands on it was absolutely appalling. Which, fair dues, was a criticism of him that, you know, is well-founded, if it's shocking, and it was shocking, because it just didn't synchronise with the stuff on the desktop. But he got that much grief, he came back and said, sort of, I'm through, and shut the business down. So be warned, if you like something, give constructive criticism. Although I don't like that phrase, do I?
No, you don't.
No, it's the criticism part I don't like of that phrase.
Okay, Johnny, I'll add that in.
Excellent. Oh, we've got flags as well. So, yeah, that's what happened with Circus Ponies, unfortunately. There was such good stuff out there. Does anybody remember Profcast? Profcast was fabulous. It supplemented Keynote and it enabled you, it was really big in education, it enabled you to like play through a presentation and do a recording of it where you got you and the slides. So basically it was creating the content like Pear Note, Jonathan. Whereas Pear Note was consuming the content, this Profcast thing was actually like for creating that kind of content. That wasn't cheap, probably about $50 or $60. But it was one of those things that I'd never seen anything like it on the PC. So the Mac in 2006 was so far ahead of where the PC was. But as you look at the PC now, you know, like PowerPoint, I couldn't have used PowerPoint if it was the old PowerPoint. Oh, good grief, the site is still there. Look at that. Look at that. That just looks like the Apple site circa 2006. So it did the live recordings and it also converted it to a podcast. It was fantastic. Multiple file formats. You could export the whole thing to GarageBand and then edit it in there. But it was integrated with the images, and the images from your presentation, your slides, were embedded in the audio file with chapter markers. So you could just whip through. It was amazing. It says download, but obviously I don't know if the download's available. No, it's not. Is the price there? Oh, that's gone as well. I think the price was about 55 to 60, something like that. So there's basically just that homepage there as like a reference to it. But that was an amazing app. One of the best. iWeb, good grief. That was pretty good as well. Well, you know, it was free, wasn't it?
iWeb, iDVD, iMovie.
And again, they were all fantastic in their day, because in 2006 on Windows, no chance. But Microsoft have to invest in Windows and improve the functionality, because that's what they're selling. Whereas Apple just blether on about how thin the kit is and how light the kit is. Which is all very well, but if I can't do anything with it because you've crippled the software, I'm not interested.
It's not that light.
Well, no. Not the iMacs we've just dragged in the house. Oh, so how about that's an idea? Good but gone, and why you loved it. Anyway, is anybody going to volunteer for this? I think Jonathan could talk about Pear Note, couldn't you, Jonathan?
Windows 98.
Windows 98.
Or was it XP? Which do you say is the best one? Didn't you say XP?
For me, Windows 98, because I like the interface, but in XP you could turn it back to the old interface, couldn't you?
Teletubbies.
I didn't like the Teletubby one, which was XP, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to have a date with Jonathan here to record this. This is what we'll do. When you've got some time off over the holidays, you know, because you might be out enjoying yourself.
Talking of dates.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to happen, is it?
Talking of dates, what's your idea of a good date?
The 19th of May, it's my birthday.
Oh.
That's not the kind of thing you mean, is it?
No, but you've just spoiled it. No, it was a meme I saw on Facebook where the girl asks, what's your definition of a good date? Trying to chat this guy up, and he says, DDMMYY.
No, so yours was
similar.
No, mine was just my birthday. No, actually, no, not my birthday. No, Christmas. Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve's the best day, I think.
Is it?
I'm not having any more birthdays. I'm going backwards from now on. I'm going to meet Jonathan in the middle
of the 12th of March, 2001.
Ah, but I didn't know, did I?
No.
12th of March, 2001 was when Maya was born. But I didn't know that I was destined for a puppy at that point, did I? Because I had Kerberos the gatekeeper here, my mother, that was no stinking dogs in the house. Heathen. Do you know, I remember Grandad, who loved dogs. Grandad would have adored Maya, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He adored dogs. And when we moved house, when we moved into this house, we had to stay with them for 2 weeks because the dates didn't work. Again, Paul will know all about that. The dates did not work. So we went in and I still wanted a dog. And because they had a dog, I was in my element, taking this dog for a walk every day. Oh, me and this dog, we were. So he turned round and said to my mother, which was like, I thought, yeah, he must have had a death wish. He said, someone who doesn't like dogs doesn't like life. Well, you know, like that moment of if looks could kill. I'm thinking, Grandad, that not the way to go about it, mate. No, she's going to need serious buttering up. Not telling she's a freak. He knew no fear, did Grandad?
Tony P's in early and he hasn't posted first in.
He's in early.
Yeah, somebody's beating you to it on Brooklands, Johnny.
Oh, Jonathan, slipped up there. That's because he's looking in one password. Can't find the licence for it. Oh, no. Wouldn't it be in your email, Jonathan? Or where did you keep your serial numbers and purchase details before 1Password? For me, it was DevonThink. I created a lovely little database in DevonThink.
For me, it was text files.
Oh, that'll be typical. Typical, typical.
No, I was first in marooned.
Oh, Jonathan, I've actually got that down. I know it's the 11th, isn't it? Isn't it the 11th to the 18th? I had that down to ask you about. Excellent. Of course it's an invite. Of course there is. That would be fantastic. It's the 11th, isn't it? Are you allowed to do that on the day? Or have we any rules to observe?
10 minutes to go.
10 minutes, fair enough. Let's get Spotify up then and start putting stuff in. Do me research. So what am I looking for? Who are we going with first? So I'll get my system
the
going.
The Marseillers.
Ah, but which version? Have you put that in the spreadsheet?
I've put that in the spreadsheet.
This is because, Mike, tell them what you found, Mike.
A 7-minute version.
That wasn't the top of it, though.
What did I find?
I said we could go out to it because it was that long.
Oh, yeah.
49 minutes.
49-minute version of... that was Kim's fault. Because Kim suggested Bicycle Race for me, as in the Tour de France, because that's Queen. And then I went searching for something else called Tour de France by Kraftwerk, and it came with this 49-minute version.
I can only imagine how that sounds. No, no, no. Right, you see, you have put the thing in so I can find it. Right. Let's get that in and make sure I've got the right version before we go any further. Otherwise, nothing will be happening at all.
Anyway, I do like your trio, Kim. Thank you.
Oh, I haven't even seen that yet.
Bicycle Race and two others. And we know we like Kim's stuff.
We always like Kim's stuff. Absolutely, we love Kim's stuff. Right, so, by request. And it's... oh, how can it be the 5th of December? I swear it was only the 1st yesterday. Okay.
Well, when I was checking the advent mail this morning and it said, check your inbox tomorrow on day 6. That's scary. No. 6 days into December already.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's unbelievable. Oh, it's from the rugby thing, is it?
I have no idea.
Anyway, it's fine. I've got that. But that's only short. That's only 1 minute. Right, here we go. Johnny's had a hard week. He did. First night's the 10th, first day's the 11th. Excellent. Don't need a bathroom break in the beginning. Do you know what? Can you imagine if we had the screeching? We'd have complaints from the Brooklands folk, wouldn't we? It was all the technology. What can I say? Can't do any more about that. Mike's managed to get one of his 80s people in here, haven't you?
What 80s people?
For the second track.
Oh.
That's definitely an 80s one.
Oh, it is.
And I suggested the third one. Excellent. So, yes, France and all things French. Which seemed like a good idea earlier in the week. I'm not at all sure it's a good idea when it comes to my pronunciation of all things French. Like, what is that one on line 11? Oh, I think I might be able to manage that. Qui reste-t-il de nos amours?
Yeah.
Ish. I just don't need anybody that's absolutely word perfect in French coming in.
Well, so tell them where to go.
If Eric Cantona could just, you know, not come in tonight, that would be good. Catch up again next week. Although he's okay, isn't he? He doesn't mind how rough my accent is.
Kim wants us to play Come On Your Reds.
How do we get away with that one?
Since they must play in France. Kim, they went to France on Wednesday night. They didn't play.
They got their bottom spanked and sent home, having lost. And they only needed a draw. Do you know, I'm amazed at how many people have managed to find so many different French songs. It's amazing. All your formats to cock in this spreadsheet, Mike.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, right.
So if you could fix that for a start. Kim, what mustn't we mention to Kath? It's sorted. Don't say a word. Actually, Kath might be either not there tonight or a bit quiet. She lost her cousin yesterday and it was very sudden. So we're thinking she either might want to be cheered up or she might just have like had enough and decide to just listen quietly. Either way, we'll cope with it. We should play a song, but I don't know the guy, so I don't know really what I would play. I'm loving the fact that Frank has just put Ella. He stopped even saying Fitzgerald. He knows that I know now.
John does that, I know.
Well, I've got some keyed up and one that we're potentially going to play twice. Because it's in two people's trios and they're in at different times. So we might be able to get away with that. Yeah, I don't know any of the details, Kim. She just put a message out and sort of said sad news. He lived locally, didn't he? So they obviously met up quite a lot. But, you know, after this year where you've not seen people and then all of a sudden he's gone.
Kath is in the house.
Excellent, but not this house. She's in the other house. Right, got to get all of this keyed up now. So is anybody else up for the...
4 minutes.
Let's talk about software that's died. Let me know. Jonathan is. Excellent. I wonder if we could get that installed and get you running it, Jonathan. Thing is, with something like... That's still there as well, isn't it, PearNote? Doesn't it still work? I'm sure you tried it not long ago and we said it was utterly amazing. It was still there and worked. And I said I'd seen a system online that they're using at King's College London and it just looks like PearNote.
Doesn't have this problem.
Hmm?
Ken Bruce doesn't have this
problem. What problem have you got now, Mike?
Tangled cables.
Ken Bruce... I was thinking...
What?
Thinking you were talking about the hair, Mike, because Ken Bruce doesn't have that problem either.
What's the hair got to do with it?
Thought you were putting your headphones on.
I am putting my
headphones
dear,
on. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Right, I'm going to make it that you can't hear me, so try that. Is that any better? Excellent. Right, can you hear it through your headphones?
Me?
Mm.
I've not plugged in. I'm monitoring the live.
Well, whatever you're monitoring, it should be fine. I've just...
John and Petrina are listening to Stevie whilst bopping around the kitchen, clearing up after dinner.
Yes, we've got a Stevie Wonder special on, playing right now.
I just called to say...
Oh, Google RSS, Google News. That was fabulous. They nearly killed RSS, and I love RSS. A good French one is Jour le Taxi. Is that...
Jour le Taxi's in there, yeah.
Didn't I mention that one?
You did.
That's Vanessa Paradis.
Yeah.
Yes. That one's in there.
Frère Jacques is in there as well, Kim.
Did someone suggest that?
I suggested it.
Well, I tell you what we'll do, Jonathan. We'll put the Stevie Wonder special on. How about putting that on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, we could do. Just before the news.
Just before the news. Yeah. 6 o'clock on Brooklands tomorrow night. There you go. And then you'll be just keyed up nicely, ready for Marooned. How long have we got, Mike?
2 minutes.
Excellent. A couple of the shows ran over, didn't they?
Yeah.
One was 1 minute and a half. 1 hour, 1 minute and a half. But there wasn't anything I could do unless I cut Tom Jones off in his prime. And it felt rather rude to do that. So I thought, we'll put the short one with the long one in the future and it'll be fine. Really, Simon? For once, I know exactly what that means.
We've got that one as well, Simon.
Who sang that apart from Lady Marmalade?
Christina Aguilera.
That's right. Yeah, I'd heard a more modern one than that. But yes, La Belle. I did not know that.
Oh, I thought Lady Marmalade was the song and Christina Aguilera was the... God, I'm going to have to change the spreadsheet now.
I can't leave him alone, not for 2 minutes, can I?
Well, I just Googled Lady Marmalade and Voulez-vous coucher avec moi.
Is it marmalade?
I've no idea.
Whatever. Don't leave it to me. You know me and my pronunciations.
1 minute.
Right. Well, we will be back with you tomorrow night, obviously. Wrapping up this week and potentially with a new iMac on the desk. Can't say that myself, but we're working on it. We're working on it. We should at least have the box open tomorrow. We might or might not know what the operating system is. We'll see. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.